show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
I thought I heard an explosion. Did you see anything?
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks. This is the network show for September 13, 2010. This is the companion podcast to Technorama with all of your email, voicemail, and social network comments. If you're new to Technorama, thanks for joining us. This may be a little confusing because there's another part.
Turn back now.
Abandon all hope, ye who enter. If you're a returning listener, those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You can't swing a... No, you... Never mind.
You can't swing a dead cat five around here without hitting some humor.
A metaphor.
There you go.
Hey, before we get started too much, I want to introduce my trusty co-host, companion, and all-around good guy, Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I am finally over my con lag.
Con lag? It took you all a week?
Well, not about half of it. You know, when I got home that Monday night, I was just like...
Yeah, Monday night wasn't tough. Dragging my butt around Tuesday morning was the tough part.
That's where I was getting at. It's like I went to bed a decent time Monday night. Got up Tuesday, yep. And I was like, felt like I got run over by a truck. Not necessarily con funk, as they say. I didn't feel bad. It's just I was dragging. I was like, I just had to soldier through Tuesday.
It's a dragon con. That's why they call it that.
Con!
And you're dragging your butt around. Julie is also with us. She's joined us one more week into the school year. She's done her homework for the weekend and agreed to run the video. How are you, Julie?
I am Jim Dandy.
Jim, she's getting it from you, Craig.
Yeah, she's Jim Dandy. I'm Jolly Roger.
How's your first week of school been going?
All right, busy.
Busy?
Busy, busy, busy.
You got lots of homework?
Not tonight.
Yeah, well, good. We're happy to have that. Tell those teachers to let up. Does it feel like college? Of course, you wouldn't know what college feels like.
Right.
Until you move out. So how's that going for you?
Hint, hint.
Before we talk more about our family matters, I want to remind you that this podcast is brought to you by the wonderful people at Citrix who bring you Go to Assist Express. Go to Assist Express is a terrific way to do remote diagnostics. If you've got people calling you with computer problems and it's just pointless to try and figure out what a non-technical person is saying over the phone, you can take control of their screen. You can see what's on there. You can walk them right through it. You can transfer files. You can do one-touch diagnostics and go, oh my gosh, you've got 17 toolbars in your browser. Format and reload, buddy. That's all there is to it. And you can help them with that too. Go to Assist Express is terrific. You can try it free for 30 days by pointing your browser to gotoassist.com/techpodcast. That's gotoassist.com/techpodcast for your free 30-day trial. We've used it. We love it. And it's a great thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have voicemail.
Cool.
Yeah, we have a network show tonight. We have two voicemail, actually.
Two? Would that be voicemail I?
Voicemail, voice... Not. It's not like octopi. Or viruses or hippopotamuses.
Viri. Okay.
First one is from our trusty Will the Computer Guy.
And now another message from Will the Computer Guy.
I haven't used that in a while. Talk to us, Will.
Hey, Chuck and Greg, it's Will the Computer Guy. Long time no talk.
Well, pistachio harvest is right around the corner, and no new technology, but same old thing with the PDAs and RFID and all that jazz. Anyway, I'm calling to, I don't know if you guys watch Stargate Universe, but I wanted to let you and your listeners know that Hulu is rerunning season one.
Ooh.
And they're at 7, 8, and 9, episodes 7, 8, 9 right now, if you didn't watch it the first time. If you watch it the first time, then you can always catch it back up. I'm waiting for the last two episodes so I can watch that all over again myself. Okay, that's it. Catch you guys later. Bye.
Now, do you have to watch Stargate SG-1 and Stargate Atlantis for that to make any sense? Or is it kind of like...
I don't think you do.
Is it kind of like Deep Space Nine was to Next Generation?
I think as long as you know the premise that they have the gates and they send you places, that's... I think that's all you need, really.
I guess. You're a diehard fan, aren't you? I can tell.
Yeah. They have the Stargate, and they go places with the gate. Yeah.
Actually, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Somebody in the chat room, I'll let you pronounce his name, says, no, but you should.
ZML Schuplatter. Plattler. Palantir.
Oh,
yeah, this is going to be a good one when we get to the chat room on the
yes,
regular
<I'm>
show. Help! I give up. We have a website that'll help us with that later.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, TV season is about to start in big time. And, of course, I'm going to be out of town that week, so it's imperative that I get all the DVRs and things ready to roll because all my favorite shows are starting up like that week of the 20th. We got Bones, we got Fringe, we got... what else is going on, Julie, that I said we got to watch? Dexter.
Chuck,
yes.
Yeah, that's coming up, yep.
Yep. And I found out from our cable company that my current service includes some on-demand channels. Unfortunately, Chuck Season 3 only shows the last 5 shows. It's like, oh, come on. You're going to show me 15 through 20. Nice. So
we get you caught up. Well...
Netflix.
No, you really need to see the whole third season.
Oh yeah. Netflix will have me the first disc, which will have like 4 shows on it right away. You know, so I should see that Monday or Tuesday. I'm gonna do what I can to get caught up this week. I might be burning the midnight oil on some of these things, but if not, I'll keep them on the DVR and then catch them once I am caught up. So it's gonna be like the end of the month before I really.
Well, all
get
you need
the
is the discs that go up to episode 15, then you just watch them online.
Right, but I gotta be cashing things up on the DVR or online.
Right. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that'll be interesting. And I'm really glad that I get a couple of premium channels and Showtime's one of them on the bill. Because, like, yes, I can watch Dexter as it comes out and swear at the people for cliffhangers. Like, no! Instead of just going, next?
Yeah. Now, I haven't watched Dexter at all.
Oh, dude, you got to catch up. I'm going to rag on you for that.
Yeah, like, what was the show I was ragging on you? Oh,
Chuck.
Actually, that's so geek-centric, I'm surprised you haven't watched it. That's what got me.
Well, yeah. You know, people said that about The Big Bang Theory, too, and I watched that, and I went, that's too sitcom-y for me. You know, I don't get into The Office, I don't get into Big Bang Theory, I don't... But it's got to have, I don't know, there's also still all the old stuff I got to catch up on, like Farscape. And,
you know, I never really watched Farscape either. I've seen it a few times and I thought it was pretty cool looking.
Most of the first season of Babylon 5, but I still, you know, I didn't watch all the other seasons of that. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of classic sci-fi stuff that's out there that needs catching up on. I was like, when are we supposed to get to that?
Yeah, right.
Between book writing and helping at karate and doing karate and, you know, all that stuff and 17,000 podcasts.
And bathing and feeding yourself and...
Feeding the kids.
Whatever.
Breathing. Sleeping. Now, sleep is optional.
Yeah. Be sure to take in enough calories for all this activity.
Shall we get to our second voice memo? Mail.
Let's do it.
It's called memo that's on the screen.
Memo.
This is from Bookaroo.
Did you get the memo?
Hi, Chuck and Craig. This is Bookaroo. Calling you from
Church.
Montreal Metro. I'm walking to the Apple Store to return the iPod of my son.
Uh-oh.
Which is acting up. But anyway, I'm calling for the feedback of Bruce in show 277 and N. And, oh, there is somebody that plays guitar here.
Somebody.
Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
Anyway, and I also love calculator. And I had, I remember that I had a Casio watch calculator that I loved. Since then, I opened it up and checked the inside, and it wasn't good anymore. But anyway, that was fun, and I also had a Sharp basic programmable computer or calculator, but it only had a one-line display, and I had, you know, a real good use for the RAM command in BASIC, which you can use if you don't want to program just to note some code, and I did that so that I can, you know, have some notes in class, because they didn't know computers or programmable calculators in that day, in those days. So I was able to use those and also put some, you know, small program to make calculation easier when doing some tests. That was really fun, and I still have that calculator. So that's my feedback on the feedback. What about that? Thanks to you guys, and see you later. Bye.
We have recursion in our show. Okay, hit pause. Hang up. Thanks. Hey, he had a programmable calculator with one-line display for BASIC? That's a rough editor.
Well, I had that Sharp EL5500, and it only had, like, one line. You could scroll through it, you know, back and forth. But, yeah, it had one line. Didn't it? I think so. Hold on, let me look. Yeah. You know what? Harrison's whistling that now. He saw the episode where Bender wanted an upgrade.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
And at the end, Harrison was laughing because, you know, at the end, Bender goes, oh, I don't know what's reality anyway. He starts walking down, and the little fairy comes out, and he goes, hey, thank you, baby. And she lights his cigar as he's walking down by the unicorn. But he's
Yeah,
thought that was funny.
Hey, we have an email also.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day. Mailman, mailman, mail today. Reach right in and pull one out.
Right in and whip
those
it out.
Letters. I love those letters. Let's find out what you've got to say.
Oh, boy.
Mailman, mail today.
Our email today is from John Gerber over in the UK. I am so sorry for taking so long to respond. I am listening. Have a great time this weekend at Dragon Con. This was written last weekend. And
we did.
Since we, yeah. Oh boy, we did. Yeah, look at Mad Marv's pictures to find out what kind of time we had. I will confess that only recently did I begin listening once again. Hey, we don't mind.
That's okay. Come on in.
When Craig and you stopped podcasting regularly, I basically stopped listening. At the time, I was listening to more and more podcasts focused on work topics, computer security. I later burned out on podcasts. It was a case of all work and no play. Yeah, I know how that goes. Mm-hmm. That's why you got to make your work what you love to do. And then it's like playing and getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Okay, he goes on to say, only recently have I started listening for enjoyment's sake. Hey, we fit in that category, I hope.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're ruining it for him.
Technorama is one of the shows I've returned to. Yay! Here we go. You and Craig are great.
There was much rejoicing.
It was nice having your daughter on, bringing a young person's view. Are you a young person, Julie?
Yes.
Oh, good. Just checking.
Younger than you.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That was uncalled for.
Thank you for producing such an enjoyable show. And I've got the soundboard app now. It's just easier to hit those things.
It is.
Thank you, John.
Big and large for your aging eyes.
The print gets really small if the title of the file is.
What do you have one of those huge, large calculator looking things for your remote control?
I watched Gran Torino yesterday, and when they give him the phone with the big numbers, that was funny. I was laughing. It's to make your life easier. And then one of those grab things. Have you watched Gran Torino?
Yes, I did. I thought it was pretty good.
Awesome movie. Mm-hmm. I thought the ending threw me, but I thought that was great. That was, Clint still got it, and he directed and produced that movie, too. So kudos to him.
Yes, he did.
That takes care of the email.
Another letter from our listeners.
That typewriter reminds me of, what was her name? Yeah, no, the typewriter at the Parsec Awards.
Oh, yeah.
Mariah Call? Was that what it was? Or Maria?
Her last name, you got her last name right.
Yes. It started with an M.
Mm-hmm.
No, not Melanie. Help us out, Clinton. What was the name of the lady who signs? She basically sang a song, and her percussion was this old Underwood typewriter.
And she had it timed down perfect when she got to the bell.
Ding, yeah, she was doing a carriage release too, so she wasn't at the 80th character or whatever it was.
Well,
Marion Call, well, that's what it was. Thank you.
Yeah, Marion. But she had it timed right. You know, yeah. She would just ding. Yeah.
That was an interesting percussion instrument. And she hauled it around in this case. It looked like an accordion.
Yeah.
So no one's going to mess with her.
I like to see her put that around her neck and.
Yeah. It's got the same keys on the side, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, trying to play it. I'd wear your neck out.
A mash up between an Underwood and an accordion.
I smell steampunk.
In the chord of C. And then we'll play it in the chord of K.
In the key.
In the key. Oh, the key of K. That's right. That's with that. That brings us to the end of our network show. We appreciate you giving us your support. If you like the show, there are many ways to show your love. You can call in, as did Bookaroo. And actually, Bookaroo sent us a file. He sent that to technorama@chuckchat.com. We'll call the listener line, 206. Wait, I got to have, where is it? There.
Call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT.
There's a red button for that.
You've reduced your sister down to a red button.
If you want to send us comments,
send your comments to technorama@chuckchat.com.
She'll always be remembered.
For the long A.
You can flag us on Twitter @#tech101. We're always watching that. I know. Somebody else did that. Was it Leo? No, somebody did that. I forgot who it was.
It's kind of funny once people do it.
Visit the website, www.chuckchat.com, for all the other good stuff. Hey, don't forget, how about a donation in the tip jar? I got a clip for that. Hold on. Where'd it go?
Ching.
No. Here, you got to hear this one.
So please, give generously, knowing some poor, helpless mutant will thank you. Not in person, thank God.
Wait.
Well, that was disturbing.
Yeah. That's funny. That's funny.
Oh, what else do we have? Review on iTunes, they're free. We'd love to see more of those. I haven't seen much recently, but appreciate all of them and all the kind words. Thank you very much. Special thanks to Madmar for keeping the blog content going during the week. We need the music for this part. Come on, music, not edit. Music. I gotta click faster. Madmar, who provides all the great blog content during the week. Ustream, who keeps our modest live streams going. Finstack.net, who may or may not be having problems on Sunday night with their chat room, but it's holding together so far. Thank you very much. You get what you pay for, and we really appreciate them. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. Also affiliated with a metric boatload of podcasts. Yeah, those things. Over at farpointmedia.com. Visit. You're going to find something you like. Julie, did you have a good time?
Oh, yes.
All right, let's do it again right away. Until next time, tell a friend about Technorama. And as always, give us a binary high five.
101.
I've been to Wang Dang Doodles all up and down the galaxy, but this is the dangest Wang I ever do.